Yesterday, I mentioned to you this matter of breathing out. I wonder if we could sing 255. It's okay with just the piano.
Oh Lord, breathe thy spirit on me, teach me how to breathe in.
Help me pour into thy bosom all my life of self and sin. I am breathing out my sorrow, breathing out my sin. I am breathing all my fullness in.
Verse 4, as you sing, please pay attention to the words. Make them yours as you're singing them. Actually, you're already praying. It's kind of singing with a praying spirit. Okay, number 4. A little deeper.
Breathing out my sorrow on thy kind and gentle breast. Breathing in thy joy and comfort. Breathing in thy peace and rest. I am breathing out my sorrow. Breathing out my sin.
I am breathing all thy fullness in.
I don't know if as you were singing this just now, any feeling specific come up? I'm breathing out my sorrow on thy kind and gentle breast. Maybe you have a feeling, Lord, your breast is so kind and gentle. Why didn't I breathe out my sorrow before? Why did I hold this? Last night, Brother Ken, riding his bicycle, was singing, 789.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer.
Listen to the next part.
Oh, what peace we often forfeit.
What peace we often forfeit. We forfeit. You could have peace by breathing out, by coming to your friend and telling him what's on your heart, but we forfeited it.
Oh, what needless pain we bear.
It's needless. You've been going weeks, maybe months, with inner pain. It's needless. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. It's available. His breast, his kind and gentle breast is available. Why didn't we come here before? Why didn't we come forward with boldness? Because we have a high priest who can sympathize. Sorry to say, sometimes these things stay in the meeting. They're in our songs, and we enjoy them, genuinely. We enjoy them. But when we get outside, we don't make the connection. Make the connection. When you go in 15 minutes, make the connection. Lord, thank you. I'm here this morning, but I'm here in your kind and gentle breast. Let's sing the next, what is it?
Yes, breathing in. Oh, breathing in thy joy and comfort. I could give you many stories of
growing up, and I went through all the things just like everybody. And the Lord was my counselor. I think in the first stage of my Christian life, my top or most common experience of the Lord was from Isaiah 9:6. Wonderful counselor. He was my counselor. Because I somehow learned when I was 12, 13, how to tell him everything. Just tell him. Tell him everything. And that was breathing out. I didn't know. I didn't have any of these words. But I had the experience. So I was happy. Although a lot of things came my way, knocked me down, made me sad. But as soon as I got sad, I went to my friend. Because I knew he was my friend. And he made me happy again. Needless pain. Needless. Let's sing 6.
I am breathing out my longings, thy listening, loving ears.
I am breathing in thy answers, stilling every doubt and fear.
Anything here give you some feeling? That if you were alone right now, you wouldn't go to the chorus. You would turn it to prayer. Anything here? What line? What part?
Stilling
doubt and fear. Stilling every doubt and fear. Because there's a lot of activity. Oh, when you have doubts, which is anxiety, and it comes, and you're trying to pray, oh, Lord, I love you. But the things, aren't they there? If they're not here, they're in the background. How do you calm it down? This is the way.
Yeah.
And he stills the doubt and the fear. I'm breathing in thine answers. You know, when you breathe out your longings on the Lord, sometimes the answer will be no. The Lord will say, no, not for you. Or not now. But you know, when you breathe it out, you can breathe in that answer. That answer is a joy and comfort. Even though it's a no, but it's his answer. But I got unclogged in the process. That's the point. Oh, dear saints, I hope you could learn this. And the hymns are very good for this. Because you know what Brother Ken pointed out last night about this brother Terstegen from the 1700s? He wrote something. I was just so touched. He's a brother. Hundreds of years ago, he had exactly the experience that I have today, but he had the way to write it down in a poetic form. And then it was put to music 100 years later. He didn't write the song. He wrote the poem. And then the music that we have, something ever, that tune was composed later by another person. And it became our hymn. So his experience of, he knows what it's like to love and love other things. And that prayer becomes ours. It puts words to our feeling. And that is the heritage in the body of Christ that you have from the hymns. So singing is a very good way to have fellowship or to initiate the fellowship with the Lord. Yeah. Please open to your booklet, page nine, on day five, singing. Incidentally, I think I can make this announcement now. We'll still have this session tomorrow morning, even though it's not, I don't think it's on your schedule. But we will still have this session tomorrow morning. Yeah. Okay. I want us to read, you see the page, page 9? The second paragraph that is on the bottom left. The right way. You all have that? You with me? Yeah. There's a typo. There's a little typo in here. Page 9 on, what is it, daily time? Page 9. There's a little typo in here. The number 16 is there for I don't know what reason. But anyway, let's just read this paragraph. Let's read the paragraph together. The right way to exercise our spirit
is to pray, but sometimes singing a hymn is even better than praying. If we try singing a hymn in the morning, our spirit will be exercised. The more we sing, the more our spirit will be released and strengthened, and the more our mind will be focused, our will subdued, and our emotions purified.
That's the key line that I wanted to talk about. Read that sentence again and then keep going. Highlight it if you can.
The more we sing, the more our spirit will be released and strengthened, and the more our mind will be focused, our will subdued, and our emotions purified.
Keep going. This line, the more we sing, the more our spirit will be released and strengthened, and the more our mind will be focused. I mentioned to you yesterday that from my experience, the quickest way to get to the spirit is singing. With the least amount of effort. You just sing, and your mind is focused. When I'm praying, my mind sometimes keeps too active. When I even pray reading, sometimes it's like, you remember, or sometimes you just, does this ever happen to you? You remember a dream. You remember a dream, like you're praying and all of a sudden, and if it was a not so good dream, for the next 20 seconds, your inner being sinks. And it's hard to come back from that. And you may, it's like a mire, it's like a mud, quicksand. You just go down. And sometimes it's hard to get back up from that feeling. Not impossible, it's just hard. And sometimes what I do, I don't know if this works for you, but I catch myself and I say, stop. Even out loud. I say, stop. No. No. No, not today. Not today. Oh, Lord, just keep, and then you keep going. You know when that happens, don't repent. Because that's not your fault. And that's not even your thought. In 2 Corinthians 2:11, it says, we are not ignorant, that we may not be taken advantage of by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his schemes. And that word schemes, actually the root of that word schemes, is the word for thought or mind. So you could translate it, we are not ignorant of his thoughts. Those are his thoughts that he injects into you to distract you, to bring you down. And you just return. You don't need to wallow in repentance. Just return and keep going. Where was I? Oh yeah, your kind and gentle breast. Amen. You just keep going. And sometimes... Like I said, I just have to say, I said, stop. Sometimes I chuckle. Sometimes I say, nah. Last week you got me with this one. You're not getting me with this one. That's a weak try, Mr. Satan. That's weak. Just get out of here. And then you keep going. Sometimes when the mind is too racing, I have to change my position. I've gone through many phases in my personal life. Kneeling, sitting, pacing, standing. Yeah. These days, I'm sitting. I guess because I'm getting older. I don't know. I'm sit. But when that happens, I have to stand. Changing your position physically, it kind of jars your being. Maybe start pacing a little bit. Maybe kneel. But I know kneeling is dangerous, even though it's holy. Because as you're kneeling, you could fall asleep. But that's very holy sleep. That's the most blessed rest you could have. So you get up and say, thank you, Lord, and then, you know, yeah. But our mind to be focused, I tell you, singing really helps. And to know the hymns, to have a broader repertoire of hymns will really help you. Because I wake up, actually these days, more often than before, with a hymn in my heart already. That's happened to you, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Haven't you? Woken up here, haven't you? It's this song. Now, I can't remember it now, but it's been in my head since I got here, because I learned it here. I think you called it yesterday, but anyway. So one, and it was just right away. I find that as kind of the Lord's calling card. He's calling you to fellowship in that hymn. So I like to take a shower in the morning before having my time with the Lord. But actually, my time with the Lord began already. It began as soon as my eyes opened with that hymn. Mm-hmm. So I'm with the Lord and in the shower. So it's and getting ready and shaving and do. But it's morning time with the Lord. Amen. Singing. That is all part of it.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you do all the things and then you sit down and come and then your mind. You could start your time with the Lord from the moment your eyes open. With song, especially. Singing brings you. But I would just like to highlight this, and then I'm going to send you for 15 minutes, and today we're coming back. We're going to come back. You have 15 minutes of prayer. But then please come back, and we want a little time for testimonies to see how has this morning fellowship affected you? Did you apply any of the things that we'd like to know? But anyway, but don't think about that. Just go have some time with the Lord. We do hope you could learn to follow the anointing as you sing. And in practice, that means be flexible. You're singing, and as soon as you have feeling, convert feeling to words, to prayer. Even this song, for we do not have a high priest who cannot be touched with the feet. Oh, Lord, thank you that you can be. You don't even have to finish the word. Right in the middle of feet, you don't have to. You get to the L and you turn it to prayer. Lord, you can be touched by my feeling, the feeling of my weaknesses. Not just weakness. Lord, because you know I'm full of weaknesses. I'm full of weaknesses. And you just convert to prayer. Then when the anointing runs out, you go back to song. You just, and he'll lead you. Actually, allow the Lord to lead you by the anointing in your time with him. We put the Lord in a box. Because we have our way of doing the thing. And sometimes we miss the anointing that way. But if you try to be a little sensitive to the Lord's feeling in you, you'll find it could be a new adventure every morning. So, 15 minutes. Please go to your place. And we'll ring the bell at about 8:45. Please come back. Amen.